the Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now on the morning podcast for three charts moving, hopefully, or Nick will tell if they're moving or not, is Nicola Duke, the Duchess of the Chart. You're right, Nick.
Yes, very good, thanks.
Cool. All right. Well, the first one, Nick, it's AMC. They've had a bit of news out today, and it's Amir Minerals. They've just had a resource upgrade for their Khonmany resource, which is near Russia. It now exceeds 100 million tonnes at 1.03% nickel equivalent, and it's rising quite nicely, and they've had a nice run of it of late. What do you think of the chart, though?
Yeah, they've had a really nice run of it. So they had a really nice rally from that October low. And then they went sideways in a wedge or a bullish pennant. And a tiny little breakout yesterday and then a rocket today. Now, it's gone all the way up and come all the way back so far today. So it looks like a false breakout, but I don't think this is, just because of the chart patterns underneath it. The bullish breakout from the wedge is also above the 23.6 fib, which is my bull bear line. And it's also those December 2015 highs, which are now support. So this might come back and test the breakout level, which is at 12.24. But I like this to continue higher. It hasn't tagged the next fib higher, which is at 18.42. And I think this continues to at least an ABC, which takes us to 23.42.
Yeah. Well, you can see straight away there's that sort of resistance at 16, isn't it? It's gone up to that comeback. Yes. And that previous spike, which is...
It is. But the fib level, you know, is a little bit higher. So I think that there's a good chance that we get there. So 18.40 resistance, and then 23.42 should be your first target.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is, we've done this previously, but I had a very successful private investor smudged down on the podcast yesterday talking about this company, Infrastrata, INFA, and they had a nice little result, huge potential. They've got a bit of a funding gap to fund their gas storage, but if they get that funding, then this has huge potential. But INFA, what do you think?
Well, for the last sort of, since the start of 2017, they have got really good support. And in January, we sort of double bottomed. We broke above it and it behaved really nicely. It hit that double bottom target, which is also the 200-day moving average at 1.2. So we can say we've got really good support down here, you know, at 0.4 and resistance at 1.2. The daily moving averages, the 20 and the 50, are just crossing. I think it'll settle down and have another go. I don't see it going back below 4. Buy dips. The next go, it should take us above that 200-day moving average. And the first target for this one is 3.6. Wahoo!
Wow. All right, that's good. And the last one, someone said, can you check out Val? I thought they meant a barmaid from the 70s. Oh, Val! Oh, it's a name of a certain generation, Val, isn't it? Turns out it's a tick of her Valix, which, of course, the drug company. So what do you think of Val? Oh, hello, Val. What do you think of Val, Nick? I just love the name Val. I love the name Val. It really is isn't a name from the 70s, the 80s, Val, Valerie. You know, you don't hear that anymore, do you?
No. Hardly ever. No, that's not one of the popular names anymore, is it?
It'll come back in. I'm sure it'll come back into fashion. Val.
Do I know any Vals? No, I don't.
Valerie Singleton from Blue Peter was, I remember that years ago. It's a bit before my time, she was, but she was on Blue Peter, I think. Valerie Singleton. Have you ever heard of her?
Oh, yeah. She's a famous Val.
Yeah.
No, I don't know her personally.
Me and Val go out for a pint. Go on then. What do you think of Val? Because it's in a downward trend, but is it going to recover from here? Where's the level here? Where's the bottom of that? Where's Val's bottom?
Okay, so Val is trying to make a double bottom, just like the one we just looked at, Infrastrata. So, and if it breaks, so that means, so it really is having a go. It's in a horrible downtrend. It's held down by the moving averages, but it's going to have a go and test resistance. So the top of that is 5.12. If we trade above 5.12, we will go back to 6. So 6 is the 236 Fibonacci resistance, and it's also those September lows. So that's resistance. This stock won't bottom unless we can break above and close above 6. If we do, the next target is 7.87, which is the 50% retracement of the last swing lower from October. And only if we go above 8, close above 8, which would then be a close above the 200-day, has this stock bottom. So sorry, it's still in a downtrend. I think it'll bounce, but it's going to bounce to 6, and only a close above 8 says we've bottomed.
So we're not going to get a sneaky peek of Val's bottom. Oof.
Oh, well,
I'm sorry to drag it.
Yeah. Because, you know, when these stocks, when they fall so far...
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just laughing at myself. That's just ridiculous.
I think about Valerie Singleton.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing Val's bottom. Okay, so essentially, it's not looking pretty at the moment, but, you know, wait and see. Is that what you're saying, essentially?
Yeah, but, you know, if we can close above 8, which is... We're going to go to 20, but like...
Wow, okay.
It's no good looking at it and saying, oh, this one's going to 20. It's got all those steps and the ladder to get through.
Yeah, it's got a downtrend, isn't it?
Yeah. And only if we can close above 8 and the 200-day have we bottomed. And then you can go, yeah, we're going to 20.
Okay, I don't think we managed to do our podcast in 3 minutes today, by the way. sorry, that's partly due to me.
Normally we do a long one on Friday, so I got into Friday mode.
Yeah, but also I got carried away with the fantasy of Val's bottom there. So thanks very much, Nick. If you could send me the charts, including Val's bottom, potentially, then that'll be great. I'll put them on the company pages at Vox Markets and at the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Cheers, Nick.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.